Welcome back to South Florida Arts Beat. I'm Caroline Brader-Watt, sitting in for Ed Bell today. And I guess it's only fitting that on our final program, we have a lady with us who has been a visitor many times to South Florida Arts Beat. She is Laura Quinlan. She's the director of the Rhythm Foundation and has a lot of exciting information to share about her upcoming 27th season, is it, here at the Rhythm Foundation. Laura, congratulations and thanks for being with me today.
Thanks for having me.
Let's start with a little history. As I said, you are celebrating your 27th season of presenting outstanding international artists in South Florida. What does that mean? What kind of performances do you bring to us?
The Rhythm Foundation in its history has always specialized in presenting outstanding international artists, world music, especially music that has great relevance to the South Florida community. A lot of music from Latin America, Brazil, the Caribbean. In recent years, we've expanded that, and we've also started working a lot with locally based and domestic music. There's a lot of fantastic music being produced in the United States. So we take a very broad view of what is world music. And we try to present music that keeps Miami and South Florida tied into what's happening culturally all over the world.
And this has become a very diverse area, hasn't it? And I guess that gives more opportunity for you to present a lot of really interesting musical styles.
Oh, absolutely.
Another thing that has happened recently, actually, you got the keys in April to your new home. So let's talk a little bit about the new home for the Rhythm Foundation.
One of the things that makes this upcoming season new from our prior seasons is that we are running a venue, and we're running a very special venue. It's the North Beach Bandshell in Miami Beach. It's up at 73rd and Collins. It's an open-air amphitheater next to the beach. It's an architectural gem, a MIMO classic building that's Miami Modernism or Mid-Century Modernism, depending on who you ask. We've worked there for many years producing festivals and concerts, but we were awarded the management of the venue by the City of Miami Beach earlier this year, and we really got our feet wet, and we're launching all kinds of great programs at our beloved Bandshell this fall and this winter.
So, and I have the brochure in my hand. You have indeed a lot of exciting things coming up. Let's start wherever you want to start. I see a dance okay. band night coming up in just a few weeks. Tell us about that.
Well, we have two regular series that we do at the Bandshell, and the first one is Dance Band Night. Now, I grew up in North Beach, and it was always home to big bands playing music for old folks dancing. And so when we got the keys, we started Dance Band Night, kind of with that, a little homage to the old school days. We do this on the second Thursday of each month. At 7 p.m. we have a dance lesson, and that's followed by a live band playing music that has a particular dance. We've had salsa, we've had swing dance, we've had contra dance, compa, all different kinds of styles with a particular dance, and we're going to be doing that every month. We have coming up some really, really fun styles. We have rockabilly in November. We have West African soukous coming in January. We're going to have a tribute to Frank Sinatra, who's having his centennial in December.
Wow.
With the South Florida Jazz Orchestra. Yes, so we're really proud of the success of Dance Band Night. It's very family friendly. People of all dance abilities come out, people of all ages. You don't need a partner to join in the fun. It's been really a treat to get our feet wet with the dance community in South Florida. The other monthly event we do at the Bandshell is Food Truck Fest. That's the fourth Wednesday of each month. The City of Miami Beach brings out the food trucks. It's a really great community event, and we've programmed some of our favorite locally based indie bands and really activated the Bandshell for this fun night out for people who love North Beach and the neighborhood. We're also launching a couple of festivals in the winter. In January, we're kicking off Seaside Sessions. Seaside Sessions is kind of a jazz series. A lot of people are scared by the word jazz. We call it Seaside Sessions.
Why are they scared of jazz? There's such wonderful jazz, and particularly in our region. Is that something that is it young people, or is it just people in general find?
Many people love jazz.
And yeah.
Many people love jazz and don't know they love jazz.
I would think so, yes.
So our series is called Seaside Sessions. I hope it will be an annual event. It specializes in jazz, improvisational, jam, international sounds, innovative new music. And it's going to be three Saturdays in January, January 16th, 23rd, and 30th. We have some really, really cool bands coming to this series. We have Christian Scott, the young hot trumpet player from New Orleans, Hailu Murgia, some Ethiopian jazz, Dark Wave, which is a side project of John Medeski of Medeski, Martin & Wood, along with Adam Deutsch and Skerrick. We have Marco Benevento, and then we have some really great locally based artists rounding out the lineup, including the wonderful Aaron Libos and his reality project. I know he's a frequent LRN featured artist. We're going to be expanding our annual signature event, the Transatlantic Festival, in the spring. We're developing a Kundalini Yoga and Music Festival also in the spring, which you'll have a full weekend of yoga and meditation, along with some of the meditative music that accompanies the yoga lifestyle.
You've got a wonderful partnership now with the Perez Art Museum. This happens on third Thursdays. Tell us a little bit about this program.
Don't we love the Perez Art Museum?
It is gorgeous.
Aren't we fortunate to have that gem in our city? We have been so proud to be an ongoing programming partner with the Perez Art Museum for some of their public performances, some of their public music events since their first opening. And this year we are co-presenting two of their third Thursdays. And they have some really interesting, innovative, cool exhibitions opening up this fall. And I'm so proud that they asked us to be part of them. I'm really looking forward to October 15th. They have an exhibit of a young Dominican-American visual artist, Fairly Baez. And we found the coolest musical accompaniment for this special event. It's a group from New York. It's these two fashionista violin and viola experimentalists named Chargot. They're going to be at the Perez Art Museum on the 15th for their third Thursday. And then on November 19th, the museum is opening their big winter show with this amazing, I think he's UK-based, Jamaican artist, Nari Ward. And we are bringing one of the classic reggae sound systems to do the public programming, that's Stone Love. We're going to have two really nice third Thursdays at the PAM this fall. And it's a great chance to hear some new music, some innovative music, some cool music, and also see, you know, the world-class art at the museum. Another really fun thing we have coming to the North Beach Bandshell is Italian Hit Week. A couple of years ago, a music producer from Italy approached us that he wanted to produce a branch of his Hit Week festival in Miami. And I said, okay, whatever. It has been so much fun. We've done it now every year since 2010. And he brings the most interesting, wonderful music from Italy, from the Italian rock scene, experimental scene, jazz, world music scene. And it's something you really never hear outside of Italy. And each year we are delighted. Each year we discover a band that we just fall in love with. And this year I hope will be the same. It's a free event at the Bandshell on Sunday, October 18th. Three fantastic bands from Italy. Calaschema, psychedelic trance tarantella from Puglia in Italy's southern boot heel. It's, you know, with the accordions and the mandolins and the hand percussion. Should be really a fun band. That's the hypnotic Italian dance music of southern Italy. And this is kind of a little bit of a punky electronic take on this really traditional style. There's also an Italian jazz singer, Chiara Civella, who will be featured in the lineup. And a very theatrical group from Rome, Le Cardamomo, kind of a little bit gypsy jazz. Should be really a fun night. So I'm really looking forward to the 2015 edition of Hit Week, Unexpected Sounds from Italy, at the Bandshell this year, and I hope your listeners will come check it out. It's free. In addition to our activities at the Bandshell, we continue some of our ongoing special events. We've been producing Big Night in Little Haiti on the third Friday of each month at Little Haiti Cultural Complex. What a gem of a facility that is. We have such a good time. Great compa music, Racine music, all different kinds of great music from Haiti. Beautiful crowd comes out, and I'm like, hope that any listeners who haven't made it out to Big Night come and experience a night out in downtown Little Haiti with us every third Friday. And then we have a couple of really nice shows coming into the Fillmore in the fall. We have samba legend Zeca Pagodinha with the Fillmore October 23rd. Really classic samba from Rio de Janeiro. And then on November 14th, we have a treat. Chucho Valdez, the Cuban pianist legend, founder of Arikari, is coming to the Fillmore. It's his first visit to Florida. We're really looking forward to this show very much.
Needless to say, you have a very, very exciting season planned for us. If someone wants information on all of these programs and places that they can view the Rhythm Foundation, what's the best place for them to visit?
Rhythmfoundation.com. The hardest part is spelling rhythm.
Spell that for us.
RHYTHM Foundation.com. and we look forward to seeing you at the show.
Thank you so much, Laura. Best of luck this season, and thanks for all you bring to us here in South Florida.
I'll really miss this Art Beats program very much. I've enjoyed it for so many years, the visits from the Palm Beach and the Keys arts professionals, just knowing everything that's going on in the community. Bravo on this on the legacy and the connections that have been made through this program.
Thanks so much. This is South Florida Arts Beat. I'm Caroline Brader-Watt, sitting in for Ed Bell. On the other side of the break, we'll be joining Judith Bishop and Leanne Standish of the Perez Art Museum Miami. But we'll take a quick break right now. Stay close.